So yeah, this people as usual claim. Never mind. I personally, it's not like, you know, I thought it was the funniest, shall we say, but I didn't mind it. I certainly think it was the worst I've ever seen in terms of, sex comedies and such. It's not the best, but it's not the worst, is all I'm saying. Not much more than that, you know, is all I'm saying. It's what it is, isn't it? It tries to, it has some interesting dialogue. Like when they were in the class there and they were doing that nonsense thing, that's not so much interesting. I think that was funny. That was funny when they were in the class. And how the whole thing, it's average at best in the end. So it's not like, you know, I guess you could say my opinions don't differ that much, but somehow, people are somehow, I'm not sure if it's a recent thing or what, somehow really critical, magically, you know, just, I don't know, just somehow, because I mean, it's not like, you know, something like Superbad was highly rated on average, and the difference is, you know, I can't quite tell what the difference is. All these kind of movies are very similar, you know. American Pie as well, very similar ultimately. I honestly have no idea what the difference is. It's whatever, you know, it is what it is. I found it to be average. It didn't have a great start. I don't know why these sort of movies seem to insist on including disgusting, what is disgusting. They seem to want to do that. I'm not sure why. It didn't do it again. So, as far as it goes, you know, I guess. I just don't get it. You know how? I don't know. Anyway, I don't know honestly. What I'm trying to say here, but you know, I didn't mind it too much. Is all I mean. You know, it reminded me of the movie I also watched recently. Let me see what it was called. Was it Sex Appeal? I think it might have been Sex Appeal. I think it was Sex Appeal. Yeah. Yeah. They also played with metaphors or analogies or such. I kind of liked Sex Appeal a bit better though, for some reason. I go into that elsewhere. I didn't mind this either. It just wasn't as, both of them have a bit of a sort of thing where they veered onto reality, not just solely comedy. At least, though, neither of them verge too much into romance, you know, which some rom-coms do. So, as far as that goes, you know. But yeah, I prefer to get Sex Appeal because, it does take it a bit too far, but, you know, the idea of an app that's supposed to teach you is a bit bizarre and kind of a... Anyway, I prefer that over this, but I still didn't mind this, is all I'm saying. I don't think I did. I mean, it's all these movies, honestly, as I said, though, they're all very, very similar in a sense. So, you know, I'm not saying, you know, that, that's very different from one or another, really. Of course, when it comes to the supposed helpful, supposed very, very much supposed helpful, reviews, they're as utterly bizarre as ever here, yeah, with someone mentioning... that they haven't finished it, which is a great reason to review, clearly. And someone else saying, don't watch it if you overwrite it. Who upvotes this nonsense? I don't get it. Anyway, as a movie, it's mediocre in the end, but I didn't mind it. I certainly not as nonsense as these reviews, anyway.